folks. Welcome to Shades of Agriculture. This is Damian Turner here once again with another episode of my podcast. I have here Damon Woolfolk. I happen to meet this gentleman off of Instagram. He is new to farming. Am I correct, sir?
That's it. That's
new
it.
To farming. He has a diverse operation going on where he's located at. And I had definitely wanted to reach out to this gentleman and want him to be a part of this podcast because he is definitely the definition of diversity, definition of Shades of Agriculture. So, getting right into it, man. Go ahead and give us a little background about yourself, brother.
My name is Damon Woolfolk. I'm born and raised south side of Chicago. Was majority of the time I was raised in this a multi-generational household where it was both my mother, her parents, so my grandparents and my great-grandparents. All in the same house. And then we had cousins and so forth. It was the house that if family fell on hard times, they could always come back there and kind of get their footing. And so I was raised in that setting and got to know my grandparents, my great grandparents really became close with my great grandparents who were both from Paris, Texas. And so they were country folks who had migrated up to the North looking for opportunity. But they brought some of their values and some of their country lifestyle with them. So, for example, they were still big into hunting, fishing, and growing their own food. Man,
okay,
yeah, and so
it's a little okay. Bit. So with your educational background, man, did you go to school for agriculture, or did you just kind of fall into it? You went to school for something?
Yeah,
else?
Yeah, you know, my education, I went through the Catholic school system, you know, all the way through high school in Chicago. St. Raphael, St. Benedict, that was a predominantly it was a majority Black elementary, middle school, then high school, De La Salle. That was my first introduction to going to school with other cultures, other races. And that was a huge wake up call for me. And then there was this culture at my school amongst the brethren where we all kind of were trying to go to historically Black colleges. So I attended Alabama A&M.
Okay.
And my degree is in finance, even though it was an agricultural school. Now I kind of wish, you know what I mean, that I kind of would have got a little bit more exposure to the agricultural side.
Gotcha.
But Pledge Kappa Alpha Psi, got a nuke in the house, spring 96, that's right.
Gotcha.
And so that's a little bit about my education.
Okay. So your operation now, so what do you have going on as far as your operation, your livestock? Is it livestock or is it just farming? Is it a little bit everything?
Yeah. So I got three things going on, man. So a lot of people, I'll say this. My day job is I'm a practice manager for my wife's dermatology practice, okay? And so a lot of people don't know that. So I have a day job. Now the facade that I put on Instagram make it look like I'm at the ranch all the time. But you know what I mean? I'm usually there 2 days out the week. And I started out with bees, and then we have some crops that we're growing and experimenting with. And next year we're going to be doing it even bigger with the things that we had success with. And then I have the livestock. And so Black Angus is what I have.
Okay, I got you. So what are your plans with your livestock? You're gonna make a cow calf operation, or you just kind of want to just kind of
Right now, it's interesting you asked that. The reason why I got them was I got them for, even though you say, man, you could go get some manure from somewhere else. I wanted them to help me keep the land under control. And when I did my soil samples and so forth, you know. I was lacking in a lot of areas. And so, you know, I'm doing some fertilization, but I wanted a man for that manure, man. That's why I got him.
Gotcha.
But I also have some mentors that's kind of like leading and coaching me into a cow-calf operation.
I got you. Okay. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, how long you been in the business? How long you been farming?
So 2019 is when we got our land. We got 30 acres out in Palo Pinto, Texas.
Okay.
So 2019, we got our land. I started probably toward the end of that year is when I started, like, because it was raw land, man. So mm-hmm. off of the my frontage road, which is paved, I had to cut into the woods to get to the clearing, dug a well, dug a pond, you know what I mean? Started getting infrastructure in place, fencing, all of that kind of stuff. And I really didn't get into a lot of this until this year, earlier this year.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. So yeah, in Palo, where, Texas?
Palo Pinto.
Where is that, brother?
So it's west of Fort Worth.
Okay.
And then so but before you get to Abilene.
Oh, you're almost West Texas.
Yeah.
Tumbleweeds and all that good old stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you definitely started to see that things are a little drier that way. And so but it's different terrain. Yeah, it got one of the things that I like about it though, man, is it got these, and I think what attracted me to it is when I went down to Hill Country and I saw, man, oh man, Texas got some hills and stuff like that. This area, man, if I blindfolded you and drove you out there, then you wouldn't know where you were, man, because Palo Pinto got some little foothills that look like little mini mountains, it's pretty cool little spot, man. Beautiful.
I'm gonna come check it out one day.
You gotta do it.
Y'all got some good hunting over there?
Oh man, yeah, a ton of big bucks and lots of wild hogs.
Oh, hey, that's my thing right there. Them wild hogs, man. We have a field day with those, bro. Yeah, you had to call me out there, man. We had to get with it. Yeah, that's my thing. Wild hog hunting, brother. That's it right there. So next question, man. So as far as what you're doing right now, so what's your favorite part of what you're doing right now?
So my favorite part of what I'm doing, it's probably the new and the shiny thing is the cattle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Cattle operation. I mean, that's what I'm learning. It seems at this point, because I ain't having to pull no calves and all of that type of stuff. So you asked me this question maybe a year or two from now, I might have a different answer. But I mean, I just find peace, man, being out there and just kind of looking after them. They pretty much take care of themselves. And I like that aspect of it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what's your least favorite part?
So, if you would have asked me this, probably about a year ago, I probably would have said, I'm not a real good farmer for agricultural, like the crops, mm-hmm. and I'm learning that, but that's in the middle now, man. I mean, my bees, I started out in love with my bees, but they got this term, when bees go aggressive, they call it Africanized. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, well, I got to be African bees. That's right. So yeah, no, man. I have a hive out there that kind of went rogue on me, man. And before I would get in there and everything, when the bees are gentle and everything like that, and everybody's happy, man, it is real peaceful. You kind of get this zen like experience. But I went through about 3 months, man, where my hive. Man, as soon as I would come into it, my apiary, they would light me up through the suit.
Wow.
Yeah. One day I got more than 20 stings, and it was mostly in the hands because I was like, I wasn't wearing the gloves that you should wear because I had been having good experience with them. And man, they lit me up, man. I mean, to the point where they got on me, man. They didn't want to let up. I didn't run, but they basically walked me clear across my property. Just on me, man. But they kind of in the past month or so, they kind of let up again. So maybe I'll like them again soon.
Hey, man, that's an awesome thing, man. Those bees are really getting really, really, really popular, man. They're really important. Understand. A friend of mine was telling me yesterday about how pollination, like so much, a high percentage of everything we have is pollinated, it was pollination. And so I was like, wow, that is crazy, man. Like,
that's right. And I'll tell you this, man, it wasn't until I tasted my honey that I said, man, I got to keep this going. I got to keep this going because basically what happened is, man, you compare that to what is in a store sold as raw honey or real honey, man, it's a completely different taste, man. And so, that is really rewarding from that aspect.
So, being an African American male, I'm going to shades of agriculture, man. That's what we're going to hit at. So
let's do it.
So how do you feel about the level of diversity in agriculture right now? Or do you have any type of opinion at all?
Oh, absolutely. I had posted one post where I went in and basically took some of the data that was out there that talks about like 1.3% of blacks are are in agriculture. And you compare that to 13.4% is what they register us as being, you know, in the census. Mm-hmm. And so if you compare like whites and Hispanics, they group those together, 94.8% in the U.S., 95.4% are actually in agriculture. You look at American Indians, 1.3% are in the population, and 1.7% of the actual agriculture population is American Indian. So right. I like that aspect. But when you look at Asians and Blacks, man, it drops down to like way, way low. And you see it. I mean, that was one of the things that really drew me to you is when I saw you, I said, hold on, man, this brother is really doing this thing, man. and I'll say even the community that's out, that we have out on Instagram, mm-hmm. Seeing other Black people. I'm excited when I see people, this awakening to get back into it, whether it's on a small scale or on a large scale. But man, when you're out there and you're doing it, man, I mean, a lot of times you're the only one out there, aren't you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. I understand how you feel, brother. 200%. Yep. Yep. But I mean, it's one of those things that you have a passion for. Once you have a passion for it, man, it gets stuck in you. And I mean, I grew up like this, you know, and so I never wanted to leave because I enjoyed every minute of what I was doing and been doing. But it's like, you know, once you get that dirt under your fingers, brother, it's stuck, you know, and you can attest for it now, too. Like,
once I'm hooked, man. I ain't going back.
And then once you start seeing the growth of your crops and the growth of your cattle and see your operations start moving, man, it's an amazing thing, man. It's just like, it's magical, just to be honest with you, you know? And so, I mean, so kind of moving on from that. So just agriculture in a whole, like, what is your opinion, even now as the state of agriculture as a whole?
Man, well, I mean, you know, I was talking about this with one of my farm partner. He does more of the growing. Man, when you start looking at, you know, like now we got supply chain issues related to metals and wood, lumber, those types of things. A lot of the stuff that we eat and that's in our grocery stores is not even produced right here, man. So when you taste real food that's been grown and that's fresh, it tastes completely different, man. Yeah. And a lot of people just don't know what that is. And so I think it is I don't think it's by chance that there's an awakening amongst people to try to get into this. Mm-hmm. It's just our people so long ago, what they did was, I mean, they were forced into this lifestyle and through slavery. And then just like my great grandparents, they did this big migration to go to the north to try to get into the industrial U.S. and start getting real jobs. And then they were teaching their kids, hey, go get a college education, go get you a job in somebody's office. And look, man, I go out, like I said, I go out to the farm 2 days a week, man. Mm-hmm. And that's not enough, man, because when I get out there, I want to stay, you know.
it's in your blood, man. Once you start doing it and once you start, you know, seeing your operation grow, like I said, it's just magical, man. And I totally agree with you 100%. So that being said, let's move on a little something else. So what advice would you give somebody, knowing that you're new to, you know, this whole deal? So what advice would you give somebody that's trying to either get started or wants to get started, or even maybe just possibly already in it, you know, at the early stages?
Yeah. I think my biggest advice is you need mentors. You know what I mean? You think you want to do something, you know, like when I said I wanted to get into the bees, I didn't just go buy beehives. I went and I found somebody who was a master beekeeper. And I said, hey, do you mind if I come down and visit your apiary and kind of see if I even, because my experience with bees was I got stung as a kid. Right. Yeah. And so I said, I think I want to do this. I've been watching videos. I think I'm interested. Let me come down and see if I can really handle this. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if I hadn't had him as a mentor, you know, and to kind of coach me through the process, I wouldn't still be in it. Right. Same thing I've met a number of Black ranchers, and even I got white ranchers that are mentors that kind of coaching me through things and kind of showing me this is where you can go and get your hay. These are good sources for this and that. And if you don't have, you know, if you're interested in doing this, you need to start building up your network, your team of people so that you can be successful. Otherwise, you're just going to fail.
Yep, you're 200%. You're a man, you hit it on the nose right there, brother. Big time on the nose. So actually, let me ask you a question this. So as far as you being, you know, in finance, right? You said your degree's in finance. So has it helped you a lot as far as with your operations and things like that? And as far as knowing what you can and can't do or what to reach out to, what resources you have, has that helped you a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. So for example, how I started building up and decided to, because first when we got the land, it was just, I want to get the land so that I could have a place to go learn how to grow something for myself and, mm-hmm. and basically have a home that, you know, I could use for the weekends. Now, eventually we'll retire there. When I got out there, you started looking at, man, you look at the numbers related to some of the benefits of being in agriculture and tax benefits of that, even to offset some of the things that's going on with my wife's medical practice, right? Mm-hmm. So that became some of the finance kind of played into that. Then it was how do I maintain my wildlife or agricultural exemption on the land so that I can, you know, and then it was like, hey, well, I gotta be doing something, making some improvements and gotta be doing some things. And so that detail oriented, that you know, crunching the numbers, presenting, keeping the books, those types of things have helped me in that. And then more recently, something that I'm really excited about is, you know, I done tapped into, you know, with mentors, they tell you need to tap into your local NRCS, you know what I mean? So yeah. I tapped into that. And yep. Boy, and I stay on them like a boy, like white on rice, boy. Because I be calling, they were like, oh, yeah, you're at the top of the list. You're at mm-hmm. the top of the list. But my big thing that I want to do in this at the beginning of next year is a high tunnel. And so they're gonna provide some funding for that. So,
That's good. I'm happy, man. Good for you. So what would you tell 18-year-old, come on, about agriculture? What advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
Well, first, when I heard that question, if I was able to talk to my 18-year-old self, I'd say buy all the Google stock you could get, right? That's right. But I think, man, in hindsight, man, I would have probably, because I was looking for it, like, man, I wanted to minor in something, mm-hmm. and I was thinking maybe I'll minor in computer science. I took a computer science class. No, never did it even cross my mind to take some agricultural classes. I'm right there at an A&M school, you know what yeah. I mean? And so I think if I were able to talk to myself, I'd say, man, go take some agribusiness classes. Go mm-hmm. over there and, you know, plant soil science department and learn some of this stuff, man, because there is so many opportunities, so much. So I wish if I could, man, I'd go back and do that.
Gotcha. That's a great answer, man. That was funny because I had I actually minored in ag business and animal science, and my major was, you know, just agriculture sciences, and I wish I'd have gone back to more meat science classes. That's what I wish I'd have did, is took more meat science and study more into my meat science stuff, because like you said, we have no idea where our meat's coming from, brother, and we, you know, and it's scary, just to be honest with you, you know. And I wish I'd have did more meat science. You know, we just talk about school and stuff like that. I mean, I took meat science, like just basic 101, but I wish I'd have dug a little deeper into it and stuff like that. But all right, man. So tell us where we can find you, brother. Give us your plug. Give us your social media. Yeah. All that good old stuff.
All right. Yeah. On Instagram, you can find me at all together, just Wolf Lake Farm. I started a little TikTok because, you know, there's a trend of that going on. So you can find me out on that. I don't have my YouTube up, but I own the Wolf Lake Farm. That will be my channel, and there will be some more things coming out for that. Okay. So, best way to connect with me is on Instagram or TikTok, Wolf Lake Farm.
Okay, good deal, man. So any endeavors you got coming up soon? Yeah. Anything cool coming up?
Yeah. The big thing that we got coming up is that high tunnel, man. I'm really excited about that. Cool. I think it's going to end up being something like 90 by 20. Is the size that I'm going to do. And man, we're going to really jump in that, man, and do some starter plants for some of the local gardeners in the city. And then mm-hmm. we're going to also jump out the spring. We're going to be ready for, we know we want to do some of that sugar. I mean, I'm a watermelon lover. So we're going to have some watermelon, some cantaloupe going on out at the farm. That's one thing we're going to go out and man, I missed out this past year, and I refuse to miss out on the exotic pumpkins, man, for next fall. Yeah. I want to get some of the exotic pumpkins because that stuff, man, it'll sell like hotcakes.
Oh, so you're in the entrepreneurial spirit. That's what I like.
Oh yeah. I've been pumping all this money into putting buildings and getting infrastructure. It's time for me to start getting something out of it.
Time to recoup your money back, huh? I got you. Well, man, you know what, brother? I think we almost run out of time here, man. It went by pretty fast, brother. But once again, I want to thank you very much, man, for spending your time with me, giving you a moment of your time. I know you're a busy man. You know, and got a lot going on, man. Like I said, I follow you strong on Instagram. You know, all your stuff is cool. And I comment on your stuff, like all your stuff, man. I'm glad we were able to connect through Instagram and stuff like that. And hopefully, man, we can do some wild hog videos and stuff like that. And we can post it on both our YouTube channels and get some cool stuff going on, man. But I definitely want to keep in touch. And I definitely want to see your progress with your farming, with your ag, stuff like that, man. And so I'm sure I'm going to have you back on the show here pretty soon, in a month or so. And just be ready for some harder questions, some deeper questions, man, because I really enjoy talking to you. And so, like I said, man, I appreciate you. And thank you again. And that's going to be all we got for today, man.
All right. Now you have a good one. Thanks for having me on your show.
All right. Take it easy, man.
And there you have it, folks. Another episode of Shades of Agriculture with Damian Turner. I'd like to thank my buddy, Damon Wolfolk, for being on the show, man. It was great, great getting to know you. And I'm definitely excited about your operation and what your future holds as far as farming, livestock, agriculture, all the list of things you got going on, man. Once again, I thank you very much for your time. I'm proud of you. You are definitely a model of what we consider Shades of Agriculture. Man, just keep doing your thing, brother. I apologize for the delay in getting the show out. There's been a lot going on here as far as me trying to get set up with new equipment and things like that. But we got you rolling, brother. So hope you enjoy. Thank everyone for listening. That's the end of this episode, and y'all take it easy. Catch you next time. Thank y'all.